And so the alternative is something that we're going to move forward, which is, of course, why you wrote Blue Jeans in High Places, The Coming Makeover of American Politics. You, Mike McCabe, have left your position at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign so you could be part of the yeast to transform our society. Are there candidates out there who you think are standing for the kind of centralism, the transforming principles that you talk about in this book? I was guessing that Elizabeth Warren might be one who speaks your talk.
When I go out and talk to groups, one of the things that actually troubles me a bit is that people will listen and they'll ponder it a little bit and they'll think on it. And then a lot of times people will say, well, isn't Elizabeth Warren the answer, or isn't Bernie Sanders the answer? Or if it's a more conservative audience, they might say, isn't Rand Paul the answer? And what I say in every instance is, don't look for saviors. Don't hitch your wagon to a single charismatic individual. What I tell audiences is that you're the savior. You all are the savior. When real political change has come to American politics, it has been very broad and very deep citizen movements that produced the change. But one of the things I challenge people to think about in the book is how we reflexively refer to public officials as our nation's leaders or our state's leaders or our community's leaders. I don't know that I have ever seen a class of people less involved with leadership than politicians. Politicians are consummate followers. They look at the polls. They look at which way the winds are blowing. Their instincts aren't inclined toward leadership at all. Was Lyndon Johnson leading when he signed the Civil Rights Act or the Voting Rights Act? No, he was left with no choice. It was Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King and all of those brave people who went to jail and had hoses turned on them and marched and agitated until politicians like Lyndon Johnson had no choice but to support that legislation. The leadership didn't come from Washington. The leadership was found in places like Birmingham, Alabama, and Mobile, Alabama, and that's where true change has always come from. It's always come from the nation's belly, not on the other side of the Potomac River. It doesn't come from Washington, D.C. It comes from the heartland. Always has and always will. And when people are on the move, when people decide that they want a different direction and a big enough parade is created, there will always be politicians who will recognize that the parade has formed and they will run to the front of the parade and grab a drum or grab a flag. And that's what politicians are really good at. So instead of looking for saviors on the political landscape among the current crop of politicians, I think citizens need to focus on coming together and creating that parade. And there will be plenty of people who will jump to the front of the parade once it forms. The trick is to form it.